Today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. We left off in the last two words of Mem Vav Mem Beis, I think. Amar Rava. So just in order to understand anything in today's daf, or at least certainly the first amud of today's daf, it's important to chazer over yesterday's Mishnah and a little bit of the Gemara on Mem Vav Mem Aleph. The Mishnah had said what seemed like three cases on daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph. First, it said that if a man says to a woman that she should be mekudeshes to him b'tamarazu, and then again he took another tamar and said you should be mekudeshes to me b'tamarazu, and he keeps on using a new lashon of kiddushin, so that each one is considered an individual act of kiddushin, and one of the things that he gives her has to be worth a shava pruta independently. That was case number one of the Mishnah. Case number two of the Mishnah, if a man gives multiple items to a woman, but instead of using a separate Lashon Kiddushin for each of them, says, you should be Mekadesh to me, bizu, 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 with this, and with this, so then we view it as one big act of Kiddushin, and if they're all together worth a Shavapruta, that's good enough, and you have a Kiddushin, but there's no need for each one independently to be worth a Shavapruta. And then the third case in the Mishnah, which was the perplexing one, is the one that said that if a man gives multiple items to a woman and she eats each one before he gives her the next one, so one of them is going to have to be worth a Shavapruta in order for it to be Mekudeshes. They don't all combine to a Shavapruta. So there were two ways of understanding that last case of the Mishnah, when he gives her multiple items and she eats each one before moving on to the next one. There was Machlokas how to understand that line. Rav and Shmuel both understood that line is going on the Reisha. It's going on the case where you don't say bazoo, 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 where you use a separate Lashon Kiddushin for each of them. Aye, so what's the Chiddush then that you would need independently one of them to be worth a Shavapruta and you don't combine them? No, the Chiddush is that I might think it doesn't need to actually be worth a Shavapruta because she's eating it so quickly, it's Mikrava Hana'asa, her Hana'a comes so quickly that maybe it counts as if it's worth more than a Shavapruta even though it's slightly under a Shavapruta. But that's all it's talking about. It's talking about a case where you use a separate Lashon Kiddushin for each one, and if you use a separate Lashon Kiddushin for each one, you're going to need one of them to be worth a Shavapruta. That was Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Ami, however, said that no, the case where she eats each one and you need one of them independently to be worth a Shavapruta is going on where you say bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. Aye, if you say bazoo, 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 why do you need one of them to be worth a Shavapruta? Shouldn't we say that it's not good enough for one of them to be worth a Shavapruta because after all the it's a milveh, and therefore if you have the earlier ones are a milveh, and therefore if the earlier ones are worth a Shavapruta, it's like being mekadesh b'milveh. So she's shaleich yad b'pikadon. So says Rabbi Yami, no, when it says that you need one of them to be worth a Shavapruta, it means you need the last one to be worth a Shavapruta. But it's talking about a case of bazoo, 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 and then when it says that she's Mekadesh, as long as one of them independently is worth a Shavapruta, it means it's as long as the last one is worth a Shavapruta. Now we can begin today's daf. So again, Amar Rava, says Rava, Lo Shanu Elada Amar La Bazoo, 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 that which we said when she eats the first one, she eats them as you give them to her, that they don't combine to make a Shavapruta, right, that one of them independently is going to have to be worth a Shavapruta, is only if you said to her, bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. Aval amrla be'elu, but if you said to her, be'elu, then afilu achelas nami mekadeshes. If you gave her multiple items, and you said to be mekadesh you with elu, then even if she eats them as you give them to her, then she's still going to be mekadeshes. Ki ka'achla midinafsha ka'achla, because we don't view that as being mekadesh b'milve, because when she's eating her own items. Says Rashi, aval be'elu mikabalas harishona, or bikabalas harishona, lo basa liyadu b'toras milve, that it doesn't come into her hand as a milve, d'mishen nigmar hadibor, Hadibur hiknam labatars kiddushin, because he's giving this to her as a kiddushin v'chi achla midi daka achla, and therefore when she eats it, she's eating her own items that were given to her as kiddushin. V'afilu achla rishon rishonu mikudeshes imiyesh b'kulin shavapruta, and therefore even if she eats one at a time as they're given to her, she's still going to be mikudeshes as long as altogether they're worth a shava pruta. So that's the chiddush of Rava. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavase de Rava. We have a brisa that supports Rava. Now, to understand this brisa, the Gemara is going to go through a bit of an analysis. But on the pashut level, the brisa seems like it's making four separate statements, and the Gemara is going to analyze how statement number one fits in with the other three. But there's the brisa sounds like it's making four separate statements at first. Statement number one is Hiskachi li ba'alon b'rimon ba'egos. If a guy says to her, to a woman, you should be mukadesh to me with an acorn, a pomegranate, and a nut. And statement number two, or what sounds like case number two, Osha Amarla, or he says to her, Hiskachi li ba'elu, he gives her those three items, and he says, you should be mukadesh to me Be'elu, not identifying them, it just says Be'elu. So the halacha is, if together they combine for a Shavu Pruta, she's Mekadeshes, otherwise she's not Mekadeshes. Statement number three, Bezu, Ubezu, Ubezu, if he gives her these items, but he says, you should be Mekadeshes to me with this one, and with this one, and with this one, Imiyesh Bekulun Shavu Pruta Mekadeshes, if all of them together combine for a Shavu Pruta, she's Mekadeshes. If they don't combine for a Shavu Pruta, she's not Mekadeshes. The Rashi and Tosfos both point out that normally when you have the same halacha for multiple cases, you would put them together, just like we do with number one and two, right? Iskashi lebalim rimon begos. Oh, shamla iskashi lebeilu. Why we don't divide them into two separate bavos in the brayso because they both have the same halacha. So over here as well, case number three, bazu bazu bazu, is also the same halacha. That if they're all together, they're worth a shavu pruta mukadeshes, and if not, that it's ainu mukadeshes. So if you look at Rashi, dibar maschal hachi garsin bazu bazu imyesh bekulan bazu natas vachas. So he writes Vahaidu Paginul Trey Bavi to Resha Mitsyasa Vitana Bitravayum Yesh Bekulan. The reason why the Resha and the Mitsyasa, I mean we didn't get to the Sefer yet. The reason why the first Bava and the second Bava are divided from each other, Mishum Dubayu Fugib Mitsyasa Benochals Manachas Kumfarish Vazil. He says if you're patient, you're gonna see we're gonna make a distinction in the Mitsyasa that we're not going to make in the Resha. And therefore we needed to stand alone in order to make such a distinction. So says the Sefer, Bezu Nathasa Vachlaso, Bezuma Nathasa Vachlaso, Va'od Bezu, Va'od Bezu. If you give her Bezu, 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 but she keeps eating them as you give them to her, so they don't have a chance to pile up. So then she's not going to be Mekadeshes until one of them independently is worth a Shava Pruta. Period. That's the end of the Brisa. Now, what does this have to do with Rava? How are we going to prove Rava from here? So says Gemara, let's analyze this Brisa. That first line, Ba'alam Brimon Ba'egos, was that Be'elu? Was that Bazu, Bazu, Bazu? What exactly does that mean? Hi, Ba'alam Brimon Ba'egos, Hechidami. What was the case when you said to her that I'm being Mekadeshu Ba'alam Brimon Ba'egos? If you're telling her I'm going to be Mekadesh you with either this or this or this, so then the halacha doesn't make sense because we say that if all together they're worth a Shavu Pruta, she's Mekadeshes, that they all combine for a Shavu Pruta. But Vaha'oka Amar, he said this or this or this. When you give options, one of them alone should be good enough to be worth a Shavu Pruta. You shouldn't need to say one or the other. Ve'ela, so it must be, what did he say? Ba'alon uberimon uba egos. It's and. So when you say and, isn't that the same thing as hainu bazu bazu bazu? Right? That's the same exact thing as saying that I'm being mekadesh with this, with this, and with this. And that is the same. So then case number one and case number three are identical. Now granted, we said it has the same halacha, but why would we repeat the same thing twice? That's the same exact thing as bazu bazu bazu. Elalav damala be'elu. So it must be it's a case where he said to her, Be'elu, that he gave her the Alon Rimon and the Egos, and he said, you should be Mekadeshes to me with Elu. So, in fact, the Gemara, Hamig Diktani Seifa, Osha Amala Eskachi Li Be'elu. Now, the word Seifa over here is a bit of a misnomer. It means case number two. Right, meaning within the first bava we had two cases. We had Hiskachi li ba'alam rimon ba'egos and we had Hiskachi li ba'elu. So we're saying, but we say in the very next words of the brisa, Osha amar la Hiskachi li ba'elu mechal de resha lav ba'elu askinan. Sounds like when you're saying Hiskachi li ba'alam rimon ba'egos, you're not saying elu because that's the very next line of the brisa. So says the Gemara, Purusha kam farish. Did you think that the brisa is saying four dinim? Bryce is giving three cases, and really, the first bava is all one big case, and it's just explaining itself. Hiskachili ba'alam rimon be'egos. Ketzad, what do we mean by that when we say hiskachili ba'alam rimon be'egos? Kigon damala hiskachili be'elu. That means that you say to her, you should be mekadeshes to me with elu. The katani seifa, bezuna talso ve'achal. So that's definitely what the resha means. Now let's go and read the seifa. So now there are three cases in the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah is you give her these three items and you say you should be mekadeshes to me be'elu. So they combine for a shavu pruta, right? They could, we can't cheshven them all together. Second case, you say bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. They combine for a shavu pruta, we cheshven it all together. Third case, you're saying bazoo, 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 but as you're giving them to her, she's eating them, one of them alone needs to be worth the shavu pruta. So says the Gemara, mekatani seifa bazoo, nathas of achasal, miyesh b'achtven shavu pruta, mekadeshes, m'lavenim kadeshes. The very last case of the Brisa says that if she keeps eating them, you need one of them to be worth the shavu pruta. So within the first case, we don't make a distinction with whether she's eating it or not. Meaning, when did we start making distinctions? If you could divide the Mishnah as follows now. Divide the Mishnah in what we previously referred to as case 1 and 2, which we have now combined as part 1 of the Mishnah, and then the Mitziyasa and the Seifa as part 2 of the Mishnah. Meaning, the case of Bazoo, 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 and the case of Bazoo and she eats it, Bazoo and she eats it, are all one part of the Mishnah. So then you could see very clearly that when we're talking about Be'elu, we never discuss whether she eats it or she doesn't eat it. We only say that if you say Be'elu, if it all combines for a Shavu Pruta. Once we start talking about bazoo, 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 so then we say, well, if you just give it to her and you say bazoo, 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 they all combine for a Shavu Pruta. But if you give it to her and you say bazoo, bazoo, and she eats it as you give her each one, then one of them alone is going to have to be worth a Shavu Pruta. So you see very clearly that the distinction between whether she eats it or doesn't eat it only applies to bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. It does not apply to be'elu, because the Bryson never mentioned such a distinction. Shema mina, so what do we see from there? Kal hecha da'amr la be'elu, ki ka'achla minafsha ka'achla. Now when you say be'elu, it doesn't make a difference if she's eating it. It's she's eating her own food, and therefore it could still be mitztarif with each other, even though she's eating it, because that's the power of Be'elu, which is Shema Mina, which is exactly what Rava said. So that's how that Braisa is a direct support for Rava. That Rava's Chiddush was that the idea of eating it is only going to be problematic if you said Bazoo, 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 not if you said Be'elu, period. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalaman Yamara Seifa Kai. Now, again, we started by pointing out that there was a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Ami, in how to understand yesterday's Mishnah and Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. How do you understand the case of Ocheles in the Mishnah, where she eats each one? Is it going on the case of when you say to the woman a separate lashon of kiddushin for each item that you gave her, which, by the way, does not exist in the Braisa? There's no such case in the Braisa where you say you should be mekudeshes to me with this tomorrow, and you should be mekudeshes to me with the most we had was to say be'elu or bazoo, 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 but we never had where you actually use a separate lashon of kiddushin for each one. But one daya of what the case of eating it was going on where you said, where you said a separate lashon of kiddushin for each one. That was Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Ami understood that without the case of eating it was going on the bazoo, bazoo, bazoo case. So says the Gemara, Hani chleman yamar aseif akai. I understand very well, according to Rabbi Ami, that the case of her eating it was going on the case of bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. My atshei b'achas man shav pruta. And what did it mean when it said that when she eats it, one of the items independently is going to have to be worth the shav pruta? It means atshei b'achrona shav pruta. It means the last of them has to be worth the shav pruta, because everything prior to that was a milveh. So hachinami atshei b'achrona shav pruta. So then in our brisa that we just quoted over here as well, with the case that she's eating it fits in very nicely as well, because the Braisa was talking about bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. So it makes sense to say that talking about bazoo, 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 when she eats it, the last one is going to have to be worth the Shavu Pruta. Fine, that's wonderful. El Ravu Shmuel Damri Tarvayo Aresha Kai. But according to Rav and Shmuel, the case where she eats it is only going on a case where you use mamash a separate lashon of kiddushin. You said a separate harem kadeshesli for each item that you gave her. So va'ocheles etzrichlei, and the whole point, the whole chiddush of the word ocheles was of the case of where she eats it is to tell me that even though it's mikrava haniyasa, still it needs to be a shavu pruta in order to count for anything. But hacha klali chachashiv prati loka chashiv. Look in this brisa, look at all the different cases in the brisa. It never mentions a case of prati, of where you specify harei mukadeshesli for each item that you give her. Now, if the case of achelas only refers to a case where you're prati, where you mefarit harei mukadeshesli for each item that you give her, well, how does it fit in the brisa at all? So says the Gemara, hamani rebi hi, da amar loshna kazayis kazayis, loshna kazayis hu kazayis pratavi. What you have to say is that the author of the Braisa is not the same as the author of the Mishnah. The author of the Braisa assumes that it counts as individual statements, even when you say bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. That's enough to make it, to divide it up into separate lishon. That's ki'ilu, you divide it up into separate lishonos of kiddushin, and that's why the case of Achelas is over here. If you look at Rashi, Hachkar sinu hamani rebihi da amar loshna kazayis kazayis loshna kazayis ukazayis pratavi vahach sefer de katani bezu natasu vachlaso vaod bezu vaod bezu tana achrinahu velav haynu tana dereshu mitzias. Rashi explains, when we say this last case of her eating it, it's not even authored by the same tana as the rest of the brisa is authored by. V'sfir lekarebi, this last tana holds like Rebbe. V'tana ochelas v'uadin lemanachas v'ochelas it's shrich leilashminan, and it's saying that yeah, if she eats it, but the truth is, even if she didn't eat it, it would be the same halacha. Even if she didn't eat it, it would, meaning the point is that the way Rav and Shmuel understood the Mishnah, the case of her eating it was only telling, was adding a chiddush within a previously existing case where you gave her multiple things and each item with a separate Maisa Kiddushin. So we're adding a detail that, yeah, when you give her each item a separate Maisa Kiddushin, one of the items is going to have to be worth the Shavu Pruta, even if she eats it right away and she gets so much Hana'ah right away. Now that doesn't fit at all with the cases, with the Brisa, because the Brisa had said that no, that in all these cases that were mentioned in the Brisa, they're all mitzarif together for Shavu Pruta. We don't view each item independently. So we're saying this last line of the Brisa is assuming like a Shita in Tanaim that thinks bazoo, bazoo, bazoo is not like the Brisa had said that they all combine, that each one would be viewed independently. And then he adds in, yeah, each one is viewed independently, even if she eats it right away. Each one is going to be viewed independently. So that's how you're going to have to understand it, that the Brisa itself is divided into two Tanaim. It's the author of the first three lines of the Brisa, and then the author of the last line of the Brisa, which is Rebbe, and assumes that bazoo, bazoo, bazoo is the same thing as giving her, as doing multiple acts of Kiddushin. Okay, a little bit confusing, but we got it, I think. Okay, anyway, says the first line, first wide line now in the Gemara. Amar Rav, ha-mekadish b'milveh in ha-mekadesh. Okay, so this is the major sugya of mekadish b'milveh. What does it mean to be a mekadish woman with a milveh? So it means as follows: if a woman borrows money from you, so she owes you money, and you say to her, "I'm being harei mukadeshes li with that money that that I gave to you," so that the Gemara is saying ena mukadeshes. Why? Milvalo tzanitna, because when I give her the money is hers to spend, and since she's allowed to do whatever she wants with it, it's hers already. So I'm not giving her anything when I tell her that that money should be her kesef kiddushin, because she's allowed to use it for whatever she wants. Right? Rashi lo tzanitna halova rashi lo tzia. The borrower is allowed to spend it both so however they want. Ve'enu chayv la amida beiska she'tei mutzui b'kol eis. I mean, what's the other half of it? When I lend somebody money, the havmina is, what's the other possibility? Milva lav lo tzadina, they're not allowed to use it? Well, what do they need it? To look at it? To bathe in it? What are they interested in the money for? So no, but the point is that, so Rashi explains, if you can say milva lav lo tzadina, it means you can invest it, but you need to invest it in a way that it's always liquid, that you're always able to pull it out. So you can't buy a 10-year bond with it or something. It needs to be something it needs to be an investment that you can always you're always able to take it. Shetei mutzui b'kolei shi'itven v'kivin lo tza nitna havila kidida lo yav lamidi. But if you assume milva lo tza nitna, so you're assuming that it's that she could do whatever she wants with it. She could buy whatever she wants with it, use it for whatever she wants, so then it's hers. So if it's hers, you can't be mekadesh with it. So frankly, my name is Katanai, so maybe this is in fact Rav's statement is in fact subject to machlokas tanaim, because the we have machlokas tanaim as follows: hamakadosh b'milva ena mekadeshes v'yeshar mekadeshes. So my lad b'hakamiflugi, aren't they arguing about the following? The marsav milva latzanit, the marsav milva That if you say that Makadosh Milva is Eina Makadashas, that's because you hold that Milva is Lotzah Nitna, so it's hers, you haven't given her anything. But if you say Makadosh Milva is Makadashas, that it does work, so you're saying Milva Lav Lotzah Nitna, that it was yours the whole time, and therefore you are giving her something when you're Makadosh Milva. So it says in Gemara, V'tizbra, Eima Seifa V'shavim B'mecher Shezakana. Now, it cannot be that there's anyone that holds that Milva is Lav Lotzah Nitna, that Machlokas is about Milva Lotzah Nitna, or milva lav lotzah nitna. If you look, the Seifa says that if you make a sale with a milva, what does it mean to make a sale with a milva? I want to sell you a field. Now, in order for you to be konit, you're going to do a kinyan kesef. But instead of giving me kesef, I'm going to say that the money that I borrowed from you, right, instead of giving me the kesef, the money that I previously borrowed from you is going to be the kinyan kesef. The money that you gave me previously as a loan is going to be the kinyan kesef. Everyone agrees that that works. But wait a second. But if that money was mine to use already, and I was allowed to do whatever I want with it, so you haven't given me any kesef. Now that was already mine. So how can that work for a mecher? Meaning, we said there's a machlokas when it comes to being mekadish with a milva. But when it comes to buying with a milva, that for sure works. But if the issue of being mekadish with a milva is whether milva lotzah nitna or not, then that same issue should arise when it comes to a sale. It should be the same machlokas when it comes to a sale. If milva's lotzah nitna, then it should not work for a sale either. And if Milva's lav lotzah nitna, it should work both for a sale and for the kiddushin. So says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Huna Chavrin, Mukum Lav Emili Ochari. Huna Chavrin, Huna our friend, explained this in with other words, and he explained it as follows. V'achu ma'eskinon, k'gon sha'amar la, skadchi li b'mana, v'nimtza mana chasar dina. Now the case of Machlokas, whether you mekadesh Milva or not, is a case where you give her, you lend her $100, I'm sorry, you give her $100, and you say, you should be Mekadesh me with this $100. And it turns out that it's only $99. So the other dollar, obviously you're planning on making a loan, or you could even, you verbalize, the last dollar, I know it's only 99, I owe you the last dollar, so I'm borrowing the last dollar from you. So is that a good Kiddushin? Now, what goes assumed is what we were talking about in Shabbos, is that, not in Daf Yomi, we were talking about in Shabbos with the Friday night thing, what goes assumed is that when you give her something that she's expecting to be worth X amount of money, and it's worth less, even if it's way more than a Shavar Pruta, the Kiddushin doesn't work. She's relying on it being worth X amount of money, right? That was that Tshuva with Rav Shurmbach, where he gave her a ring that she wasn't expecting, and she was expecting a higher caliber ring, and she only discovered it days later. So it's a major Shaila on the whole Kiddushin. Over here, you're giving her the full value, but the last dollar is B'milva. The last dollar you're not giving it directly right now, you're giving it b'milva. So mar sav k'sifa l'milsa l'mitvei. So one shita holds, well, she's never going to ask you for the last dollar. You gave her $99, she'll be like, you know, 99 is the same as 100, so she's never going to ask you for it. If she's never going to ask you for it, then it's a problem, right? Because if she's embarrassed to ask for it, so then she's missing a dinar in her kiddushin. Umarsav, and the other says, look, Sifa la Milsa la Mitva. Nah, she's not going to be embarrassed to ask for it. You told her you're going to give her $100, she's going to want the $100. And therefore, it is a valid Kiddushin. So that's the whole issue of Mekadesh B'milva. It's not the case where you lent her money previously and you'd be Mekadesh with that. It's this case where you gave her $100 for Kiddushin, there's a dollar missing, and that dollar is being treated as a Milva. Vela Hadar Mablazar, Skachi the Man of Anasan Ladinar, Harezu Mekadeshes. But wait a second. Rav Lazar said that if you give a woman, if you say to a woman, I want to be Mekadesh with $100, and you give her a dollar, so she's Mekadeshes, and you just have to fill in the other 99, so isn't that the same? Shouldn't that be a Machlokas Tanayim? Because we said that there's a Machlokas, whether she's going to be embarrassed to ask for it or not embarrassed to ask for it. So if she's going to be embarrassed to ask for the other 99, shouldn't we say it's not going to work? So it says, no. We said she's going to be embarrassed to ask for the last one when you gave her 99. We never said she's going to be embarrassed to ask for the other 99 when you gave her one. Amri manachas v'dinak sifal amilsa l'mitveh. It's embarrassing to say, you know, when you go to a store and you pay for something that costs $20 and they owe you 8 cents in change and they gave you 7 cents in change. It's embarrassing to say, can you give me the extra penny? Because come on, they gave you, considering the transaction, the penny doesn't really matter. But if they gave you, if they owed you whatever, $10 and change, and they gave you 2 cents and change, so you could, it's not embarrassing to say, excuse me, I think you owe me another $9.98. Right? That's not embarrassing at all. So manachas v'tishim v'teisha lo ksifah l'milsah l'mitveh. It's not embarrassing at all for her to ask for the last $99 when you only gave her $1. So that's why Reb Lazar is not subject to any machlokas at all. Now, on this issue of milva lo tzad nitna and mekadesh b'milva, so there's a lashon of the Rambam which is noteworthy. They quote in the Biurei Rishonim on the new editions of the Gemara, whatever edition of the Higisa uses over here, but they have a Biurei Rishonim on the page, so they quote a number of the primary Rishonim. So one of the things they quote over here is the lashon of the Rambam, which sounds somewhat interesting. Milva lo tzad nitna, says the Rambam, what's the pshat that milva is meant to be spent, and therefore you can't be mekadesh with it? Ve'ein kan dover kayim lehanos b'me'ata, because it's meant to be spent. There's nothing left for her. There's nothing left in her possession from the money that you gave her, and that's why it's not going to be a good kiddushin. Shekvar hutzia oso dinar va'avra hana aso, because she already spent it on something else, so the hana'a she was going to get from that money already happened. So therefore, it's not considered a good kiddushin. If you think about it, what's the Rambam saying? It's different than Rashi. Rashi said that when you say milva lo tzad nitna, you're saying that when you gave her the money originally as a loan, it became hers. And therefore, now that you're mekadesh her, you can't be mekadesh her with something that's already hers. Rambam's not saying that. Rambam's saying since she has the right to spend it however she wants, by the time you're mekadesh her, it doesn't exist anymore. The money's gone already. Major nafkamina. It sounds like the Rambam saying that if she has not yet spent it, she's holding on to it, waiting to spend it for something else, she has not yet spent it, it's still in her possession. It sounds from the Rambam that it would be mukadeshes, even if you're mukadesh b'milva, even if you're milva lo tzad nitna. Yes, she has the right to spend it, but the Rambam saying, but the only problem with milva lo tzad nitna is that it's gone. But it sounds like if it's still here, it's okay. Rashi very clearly says, I don't care if it's here, it's not here. I don't care if it exists or not, that's not the issue. The issue is that it belongs to her already. So that seems like a major major dispute between Rashi and the Rambam that needs to be mentioned. Okay, says the Gemara, Meisvei, a guy says to a woman, you should be mekadesh to me with the pikadon that you're watching for me. And she goes to look for it and she finds that it's been stolen or it's lost. So as long as there's a shavar prut of it left, she's mekadesh with that pikadon. But if there's not a shavar prut of it left, then she's not going to be mekadesh. But when it comes to a loan, it wasn't a pikadon, it was a loan of money. Even if nothing is left from it, then still it's going to be mekadeshes. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Reb Meir, milva harehu kepikadon. He says, no, the milva only has a din of a pikadon. Namely, that if you have a shavar pruta left of the loan, of money, monetary loan that you gave her, then it's mekadeshes. Otherwise, not mekadeshes. Obviously, over here, it sounds like we're saying that you can be mekadesh milva. There's no problem with being mekadesh with a milva. The only issue is, does there have to be money left from the milva? What if she already spent it? So says Gemara, ad kan lo pligi ela demar savr milva afagav delo mishtayim mena shavr pruta mar savr mishtayim mena shavr pruta. Right, we see the whole machlokas over here is only if whether you could be mekadesh with the milva when there's nothing left, only if there's a pruta left. But it sounds like the underlying assumption of everybody over here is that Mekadesh Milva works. They don't have to worry about Mekadesh Milva not working. Now, I don't know how the Rambam reads that line. Meaning, if the Rambam is going to say that the whole idea of Mekadesh Milva is only problematic when it's gone, when the money's gone, so what do you mean? They're only arguing whether the money's here or the money's gone. But Mekadesh Milva, they're assuming works. What do you mean Mekadesh Milva, they're assuming works? The whole issue of Mekadesh Milva is only when the money's gone. So that's exactly what they're arguing about Mekadesh Milva, according to what at least the Pasha reading of the Rambam sounds like. Rashi's very good, right? Rashi says that, no, being Mekadesh with the Milva, it doesn't matter if you have the money or not. The point is the money is hers already, and that's why it's problematic. So then I understand the Gemara's Kasha. They're saying that it's not problematic. I don't care that the money's hers. It's no problem. The only issue is, do you still need to have some of the money, or can the money even all be gone already and it would still work? But anyway, That's what seems. That's the Gemara's kasha. So let's assume like Rashi. So Amar Rava v'tizbra hamitaretsa hamishabishtehi. Rava says, nah, don't bother me with that brisa that you're asking from, because it's an inaccurate brisa anyway. It's not a brisa that's text has been verified as accurate, and I'll prove to you that it's inaccurate. Hai pikadon hechidami. What's this case of pikadon? Right, we said you're mekadesh with the pikadon that she's watching for you. So we said if she goes back and she finds that there's a shofar pruta of it left, it's fine. So what's the case? Ida kabel achrayus hainu milva. If she was mekabel achrayus on it, if he was mekabel achrayus. What's the girsa? I'm sorry. No, the girsa id kabbalas Allah achrayus. So then it's the same. It's the same exact thing as a milva, as a loan that she's going to be responsible for. Why should it be any different than a loan in that case? Id lo kabbalas achrayus. And if the case is where there was no kabbalas achrayus, right? If you look at Rashi, id kabbalas achrayus from yignav tishal menu lo, meaning that if it gets stolen, she's going to owe it to him. Hainu milva. Why? Kimin she yignav v'nischayva bo. Since it's stolen, she becomes obligated to pay him. So essentially, what? She owes him money. Isn't that the same thing as a loan? She owes him money. Nimsa milva etzla, so it's like a loan by her. So if you say that a milva when nothing is left, she should be mekadeshes, so by pikadon also, when nothing is left, she should be mekadeshes. Because when nothing is left of a pikadon that she was mekabel achrayus for, that's a loan. She owes him money. So if that's the case, so then it's the same as milva. So why do we differentiate? Either lo kabel achrayus, if she was not mekabel achrayus, so ihach yad etani seifa b'milva afkli shalom shayim menashav pruta mekadeshes. Instead of distinguishing between a pikadon and a milva by saying that by a pikadon she's only mekadeshes when there's a shavar pruta left. By a milva, maybe even when there's no shavar pruta left, she should be mekadeshes. Niflug v'nisni b'dida. We can make that distinction within the case of pikadon. You don't need to go to a case of milva. You don't need to bring in a new case, right? Just be mechalik within the case of pikadon as follows. Medvar mamurin shelo kibla le'achrayus. When do we say that only if there's a pruta left, a shavar pruta left, she's mekadeshes? That's when she was not mekabel achrayus on it. But if she was mekabel achrayus on it, even though there's not a shavar pruta of it left, she would still be mekadeshes. Why? Because that's the same thing as a milva. But instead of expressing it in terms of milva, just express it in terms of pikadon. So says Rava, so you see that the brisa is all messed up. We have to be matarit the brisa by reading it as follows. That by a milva, even if there is a shavar pruta left, meaning we're not saying that by milva, even if there's not a shavar pruta, she is mekadeshes. Adrabah, we're going in the opposite direction. We're saying by milva, even if there is a shavar pruta left, it's not going to work. And Rav Shimon Lazar, Omer Mishum Rameir, milva areyu kepikadon. And Rav Shimon Lazar says in Nimra Meir, know that milva has the same status as pikadon. Namely, that if there's a shavar pruta mekadeshes, if there's not a shavar pruta, then it's not mekadeshes. So apparently Rav Shimon Lazar is saying that Mekadesh Milva is Mekadeshes, and Tanakama is saying Mekadesh Milva is not Mekadeshes, right? Because Tanakama says if she has a loan, even if there's a Shavar Pruta left, meaning I don't care what she's got left of that loan, since you're Mekadesh her with the loan, she's not Mekadeshes. A loan doesn't work. Whereas Rav Shimon Elazar is saying that no, when you're Mekadesh her with Milva, it's as long as something is left from that loan, so it is going to work. It is going to be Mekadeshes. Now again, but even Rav Shimon Elazar is saying only if she didn't spend it, only if it's still here. Meaning it sounds like he's saying like Rashi with the Rambam's concern also. Meaning he's saying that Mekadesh b'milva, the main thing is that the main issue is that it belongs to her, that milva lo tza nitna. But apparently Rav Shimon Elazar says, I don't care, still it counts, it's going to be good enough as long as there's something left in her possession. I mean, as long as there's something for the Kiddushin to be chal on in her possession and it hasn't yet been used lo tza, like the Rambam had said, so then it's going to be okay. Okay, but Maika Mifli, what's the machlokes? So Amar Rav Ashka Chthin l'Rabban b'pei Rav Yasvi v'Karmi b'Milva b'Rishos Bayim l'Chazar v'Ed in l'Onsin Kamifli. What they're arguing is who has the rights to the milva prior to it being spent, both in terms of Chazara as well as in terms of onsim, meaning if the original, the lender wants it back at any time, can he take it back? And in terms of onus, if some sort of onus happens to it, who's going to be responsible? The marsav of milva b'shus lova kaim of vod in the onsim. One shita holds that milva is the loan is always considered to be in the rishus of the borrower, and therefore it's not going to be a valid kiddushin when you're mekadesh with it, because it's in the borrower's rishus already. Umarsav milva rishus bailum kaim of vod in the onsim. And the other one says that no, that the milva is still considered in the rishus of the lender until it's used, and therefore it can still be used for kiddushin. That's what seems to be the machlokas. And I said to them when I heard that, that lonesim kolam lo pligidur rishus lovakaimi. No, if an onus happens, everyone agrees that the borrower is responsible. If it gets struck by lightning or something and it gets destroyed, everyone agrees that the borrower is responsible. My time, a logar mishela, because a loan of money should be no different than a borrowed item that you use. Right? When you borrow an item to use, mashela dahadra be'ina chayv ba'onsim, if an item that you borrow, a lawnmower that you borrow from your friend, that you're going to return as a lawnmower, still you're chayv in any onus that happens to it, milvalo kolkri. And so when it comes to a loan of money, of course you should be chayv for any onus that happens to you. You're not even going to return the same bills. Elahacha milv b'rishus ba'im l'chazarik b'nayim. The machlokas is limited to who's considered to be, in whose rishus the milv is considered to be, in regards to chazara, in regards to can the lender ask for it back at any time. So that's the machlokas. So that which Rav Huna says, that if you borrow an axe from your friend, so if you use it, so you're kona it. If you don't use it, you have not yet been kona it. So is that subject of machlokas tanaim over here? Says Marana, lo. Now the machlokas over here is only when it comes to a loan of money, where you're not going to return it back intact. But by something that you borrow, like an axe, a lawnmower, something like that, that you're going to return intact, everyone's going to say you're only kona when you actually start chopping with it, when you actually start using it. Prior to using it, you have not yet been kona in that case, because it's not money; it's an item that you're that they intend for you to return as is. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.